Welcome. This is TVH Health Chat with Temecula Valley Hospital. I'm Melanie Cole, and today in our patient testimonial, we have Michael Fisher. He's an orthopedic patient at Temecula Valley Hospital. Michael, I'm so glad to have you join us today. Tell us a little bit about your story and how you came to Temecula Valley Hospital.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Basically, I came to Temecula Valley Hospital after 3 years of anxiety, fearful of surgery, and trying every other method I could with a bone-to-bone hip problem. And I met with a surgeon, Dr. Rolf Drenhouse, and after about 9 months, he finally convinced me that it wasn't going to go away. So he talked about a superpath procedure that he had available and that I would have to qualify due to body fat issues. And I did qualify for it and had the surgery on September 10th of 2019. And it was a total joint hip replacement using the superpath procedure.
Wow, that's quite a story. So tell us a little bit about your experience once you were able to get this surgery. First of all, how did you qualify? Did you lose weight? What did you do?
Yes, I lost some weight so that my body fat content would qualify for the superpath procedure, because initially on he thought I might not qualify for it, and then we talked about it for a couple of months, and then I lost the weight and qualified for it, and that's how that came about.
Wow, good for you. So then tell us a little bit about what it was like once you got to the hospital and any pre-exams that you had to have. Tell us about your experience.
Well, first of all, Jennifer C., I'll call her because Konejeki, I believe her last name is, but Jennifer was the orthopedic program manager. And I'll tell you what, she made my experience really, really wonderful. She sent me a slide presentation that she has for a total joint replacement class. And it had all the pre-op information on it, all of the post-op. And I read through that. It was about 50 or 60 pages. And it really helped me become comfortable with the possibility of having this procedure. And it really reduced a lot of my anxieties. And she was very helpful. And I called her on a couple of issues. She was right there to answer them. And I really feel that she played a strong part of me ridding myself of the anxiety and the fearfulness of the surgery. Also, I think the pre-op check-in at Temecula Valley Hospital went very, very well. I think it was great to see that they had said, hey, you're a pretty healthy person. And I said, yes, I've really never had a surgery, and I've always felt very good in my life. And my primary care surgeon says, care doctor says the same thing. So anyhow, the pre-op interview went well, went to the hospital. The waiting area was fabulous, and went in and did all the testing prior to the surgery. And it was just really very efficient and very effective. And it put me at ease.
And so talk about the staff a little bit. What in particular stood out about the care you received from start to finish?
Well, I think that the staff cared about the quality of service they were providing you. They wanted you to be comfortable. They wanted you to know they were there. They were willing to help you in any way whatsoever that they could. And quite frankly, it was a very, very good experience, even though they woke you up to give you some medicine and things like that at night. But it went very, very smooth and very efficient. And I can't thank the staff enough for their support in making me feel comfortable and letting me be normal.
Well, that's fantastic. So how have they helped you navigate your condition after the surgery? How did it contribute to your continued recovery, and how do you feel now?
Well, first of all, Jennifer checked up on me several different times to make sure everything was going well while I was in the hospital, before I went to the hospital, and then after I was in the hospital, because what I had done is I had rented a hospital bed, because we live on a two-level house, and I rented a hospital bed to be put on the lower level. And then I had an in-house physical therapist that did 5 or 6 sessions with me. And I had an in-house nurse who made one visit and said I was so healthy she didn't need to come back. And then I went to outside physical therapy for 7 or 8 sessions after I was allowed to get up and drive and do all those things. It was really a very, very good experience. I experienced not one bit of pain. I took no pain medicine. I never have and still have not.
So as you're telling us the most positive part of the experience, Michael, what would you like to tell people who are having hip pain as you had and are considering a replacement?
Please, please do it. Don't put it off. Don't let it go 3 years like I did and be fearful of the surgery and the anxiety. Make sure that you get a great surgeon. I think Dr. Rolf Drenhaus was fabulous. He is a no-nonsense kind of surgeon, and he just does his job very effectively. And I would say to those people who are having anxiety about it, please don't think it's going to go away. Mine was bone to bone, and I kept thinking if I did this and did that, it would go away. It never did. Finally, I gave in to the fact that I needed a quality of life that was better than the pain I was receiving in my hip every single day, which affected, by the way, my knees.
Well, I'm sure it did. And what would you like to tell your doctor?
My doctor, Dr. Rolf Drenhaus, I want to thank him, number one, for doing the SuperPass procedure and recommending it, and also the fact that he cared about how successful that surgery was going to be for me and put me at ease during the time I remember him being there before the surgery, that everything would be fine. He is a great surgeon, and I really would recommend him highly.
Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to leave the listeners with about your experience at Temecula Valley Hospital?
If you have to have surgery done, the Temecula Valley Hospital staff and administrators are just superb and excellent, and they really care about their patients. They want them to have an experience that they will remember as being very, very careful and caring and wonderful, even though it is a surgery that they're going to go under.
Thank you so much, Michael, and well done to you. Thank you again for joining us. And that concludes this episode of TVH Health Chat with Temecula Valley Hospital. Please visit our website at temeculavalleyhospital.com/services/orthopedics for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other Temecula Valley Hospital podcasts. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Temecula Valley Hospital. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.